takes us through the Hebrew alphabet. And it talks about the writer and his relationship with the Word of God. That's what it talks about. And we need to learn to have a relationship, since the Word is Jesus, when He hears according to your Word. It's our relationship with the Word of God. Sometimes I think we have too close of a relationship with the Word of the world. The Word of the world can never be believed. There will always be a hint of something that's not right. A word from the world gives a particular perspective. But the Word of God has perfect perspective. As I said last week, and you can stay right where you are, Tim. As I said last week, you are some of those most privileged people to ever walk on planet Earth. Because you have Genesis through Revelation available to you in your own language. Shame on us for ever putting it on the shelf. We are inundated day by day by the words of the world. The doctor tells us one thing. Lawyers tell us another thing. Bankers tell us another thing. Corporate executives tell us another thing. But really what we need is the Word of God. I have to strengthen my relationship with the Word. So when I hear something that is not of that Word, I'll know it. And I won't believe it. Aleph, Psalm 119:1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. And blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart. When you seek the Lord with your whole heart, verse 3 comes into play. They also do no iniquity and they walk in His ways. Show me a backslider, and I'll show you somebody who left the Word of God on the shelf. You want to know how to backslide? The first thing to go is your prayer. It's the first thing to go. The second thing will go is your devotions in the Word of God. That'll go. You get too busy. And that'll go. Thirdly, your church attendance will wane. Fourthly, you'll begin to entertain relationships outside the kingdom of God. I don't want to even go fifthly. I don't want to go there. Until you find yourself in a place so far where you thought you'd never be. You find yourself so far away. Say, how did I get here? Because you did it in steps. One of the most wonderful things is the Lord can pull you back, skip over all those steps, and get you right back where you belong if you let Him. Hallelujah. Psalm 119:9, Beth. Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? How can he cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Y'all, sinner, get back to God's word. He'll clean you up with it. Hallelujah. Verse 17, Gimel, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Woo! What a testimony to say I'm keeping the word of the Lord. Daleth, verse 25, Daleth, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. He said, I'm ready to die. Quicken or make me alive according to thy word. Quicken me according to thy word. Tonight, according to your word, as we pray in faith, tonight, though you might look like you're ready to die, the word of the Lord will make you live again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 33, He, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Verse 41, vow. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. Verse 49, Zayn. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Man, hope is in the word of God. Whenever you feel hopeless, shut everything else off. Shut your internet down. Close the tabs on your computer. shut everything, shut the television off, and get alone with the Word of God and let Him give you hope again. Hallelujah. When you get in the Word of God, you start reading stories in there and how God can bring hope in the midst of tragedy. You get to read about Hannah, who never had a baby, but she hoped beyond hope that somehow God would speak, and God spoke through Eli, and He said, about this time next year, you're going to have a baby. Hallelujah. There's hope in the Word of God. Verse 57, Keth. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep Thy words. Not enough to read. Not enough to study. We must commit ourselves to keeping the Word of God. Verse 65, Keth. Thou hast dealt well with Thy servant, O Lord, according to Thy word. God always deals justly with His people. Doesn't matter what it looks like. He always deals justly with His people. Yod, verse 73. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I might learn Thy commandments. Verse 81, Kaf. My soul fainteth for Thy salvation. Says, I'm about done, but I hope in Thy word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 89, Lamed. Forever, O Lord. Underline this one. Verse 89. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. It cannot, I said, it cannot be changed. It doesn't matter how many laws are made by man. It doesn't matter what the weather is. God's word has already been settled in heaven. Everything Jesus said shall come to pass. Not one jot or tittle will be off. It will be absolutely perfect because His word is settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Verse 97, Mem. Oh, how love I Thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Folks, you get more into the Word of God, the more you love it. And the more you love it, the more you love it. Pretty soon you can't live a day without it. Hallelujah. I've got to have a little word from God. Well, 105 is one of the early memory verses that most of us learn. None. 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It'll get you where you're supposed to go. And it doesn't matter how much darkness is around you. If you've hid the word of God in your heart that you might not sin against Him, it'll be a way, a pathway of light to where you're supposed to go. It's not only for safety, it's for direction. He'll give you the direction. Wait on the Lord. He'll give you a word what direction to go in by where He's shining His light. Verse 113, Samech. I hate vain thoughts, but Thy law do I love. Hallelujah. Well, instead of trying to get away with stuff, we ought to fall in love with God's law again. I'm out of time already. Verse 121. Ain, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Hallelujah. Verse 129. Fee, Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The Lord's testimonies are wonderful. They're glorious. And it's a lie from the devil. You ever heard this lie? Well, I'd get saved, but I'd be so bored. All my fun would be taken away. No, there's something more wonderful than your fun. It's found in being in the Word of God and letting the Lord keep your soul. Verse 130, the entrance of Thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Let me reread that. The entrance of Thy words giveth light. Wherever you are, you let the Word of God in. It giveth understanding unto the simple. It's the Word of God, honey. It's not how elegant or eloquent, excuse me, you are. It's the Word of God. Verse 137, Zadai. Righteous art Thou, O Lord, and upright are Thy judgments. If he called Charlie Kirk home, he did the right thing. He knows what he's doing. Nothing is a mistake with God because He's righteous and His judgments are correct. He always deals in justice, my friends. When you want justice, you go to God, not man. 138, this continues on. Thy testimonies that Thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. And we have heard it in testimonies tonight that His testimonies are very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten Thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore Thy servant loveth it. Cough, verse 145. I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, and I will keep Thy statutes. When's the last time you heard a sermon on keeping the commandments of the Lord? You know that we'll be judged by the commandments of Jesus? The Ten Commandments are nothing compared to the commandments of Jesus. The Ten Commandments are is elementary school. All right? That's basic. The commandments of Jesus, you can't do them without the Holy Spirit. Verse 153, Resh, consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget Thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me, and quicken me according to Thy word. There is life in the word of God. There's life in it. You're down, depressed, go to the word of God. He will quicken you. He will bring you back alive. Hallelujah. Shin, verse 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of Thy word. Hallelujah. I rejoice at Thy word as one that findeth great spoil. Said, I'm so thrilled with Your word, Lord. It's better than finding great spoil. My enemy who left, like we talked about the other week, those lepers that found all that spoil. He says, Your word is even better than that because I can rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Verse 169, Tau. Let my cry come near before Thee, O Lord, and give me understanding according to Thy word. Some things you'll never understand until you get to the word of God and let Him speak to you through His word. He'll give you understanding. Verse 170. Let my supplication come before Thee and deliver me according to Thy word. Somebody say hallelujah, so I'm not the only one. We must know the word of God and then have a heart to follow all that He has said. For our God and His word are the great authority. Not my word, not your word, not a government's word, not the heads of corporations' word, but God's word. Our culture has looked in so many directions for answers. And yet the answers all lie in God's word. When the church world, not everyone, but a lot, the church world turned. I was telling Jamie, my first church, it was a mainline denominational Protestant church, and they had the pulpit over here, right? And I don't know why they put it in a cockeyed place, but they had it over here. Some of the mainline Protestant churches do that for some reason. Well, I come from a Holy Ghost place, and the Word of God is central. I dragged that pulpit over there and put it in the middle. I thought I had spit in somebody's grandmother's face. You'd think I'd done it. How dare you? But I said, listen, in this church, as long as I'm here, the Word of God's going to be central, not something else. And we made a huge mistake, friends, when the at-large church moved away from the centrality of the Word of God to the centrality of music. We have made a mistake by deciding what church we go to by what music is there. Oh, the worship band is, oh, so wonderful. Honey, it has hurt us. Now, our children know how to jump up and down in children's church, but they don't know the Word of God. Most of our churches are filled with people who say they love Jesus, but they don't know His Word. That's why they keep struggling.
And I guess we don't have preachers enough to say, listen, you need a Bible. Furthermore, you need to open that Bible. What, you speak Spanish? We'll get you a Spanish one. You speak Russian? We'll get you a Russian one. We'll get you the word that you need. But my goodness, Church of Jesus Christ, get back to the Word of God. It has all the answers. It'll do everything that Psalm 119 says. God's Word has eternity linked to it. The Word of God is not just for today. It was for yesterday and today and to all eternity into the future. It will not change. The forays of a culture will not change the glorious Word of God. What He has said before, what He has said, the reason God took His own finger and gave Moses those commandments on a stone, we use the phrase today, well, it's written in stone or not written in stone. The reason He wrote it in stone is so Moses and the Israelites could know one thing. God's Word doesn't change. It can be your rock in the midst of miriness, all the mess. Let it be your rock. Let it be your knowledge. I have the Word of God. That's why you need to study it and hide it in your heart. You're going to be places where you can't get a hold of a Bible. But if you spent your time every day learning the Word of God, the Bible gets in you. It's not just in your hand and it's not just on the table in front of you. It gets within you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Word of God. You know, somebody played on me before when I was about done, but I wasn't quite done, and they started playing. Anyways, I know what he was doing. I'm making a joke. I remember Julie, I was over there. I was only 20 minutes in. They got up, started playing music on me. It's like, I guess I'm done. All right. That's his way of saying amen. The most reliable thing in this universe is not the sun, the moon, or the stars, or the rotation of the earth. The most reliable thing in this universe is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said it like this in Luke 21 and verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Not in the first century, not in the 10th century, and certainly not in the 21st century. His word stands above all others. Hallelujah. And so I ask you tonight, is the Lord's word in operation in every part of your life? Where is it lacking? Let us make a move to put the Word of God as the authority over every part and facet of our lives. Your marriage needs to be founded on the Word of God. Your parenting is not Dr. Spock. Parenting is the Word of God. Being a fellow believer, how to conduct myself within a church surrounding. It's in the Word of God. How to be a business person is in the Word of God. It's all there, and it will establish me and keep me where I'm supposed to be. We must. It is not a question of should we. We must be people of the Word of God. We must place it not only central in our church life, but in our home life. The Word of God must be in my personal life. It's not enough to get a few verses on a Sunday morning and check in the football scores at the same time. It's not enough. Just not enough. I need to feed on the Word of God on a daily basis, some way. Somehow, and He will keep you in all His ways. Would you stand together with me tonight? Lord, may we confess that our testimony is Thy Word. When we stand before You, the Lord God Almighty, I have kept Thy Word. Holy Spirit, burn this in our souls and in our minds, that we might serve You by knowing Your Word and operating within the parameters of Your Word. Hallelujah. What Your Word says will direct and guide me in my future decisions. It is Your Word. As Jesus said, men do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That is our life. Hallelujah. The devil can't touch anything that I got the Word of God on. I'm going to go forward. Regardless of what things he throws in front of me, I'm going forward because I got God's Word in me. And God's Word cannot be killed. It never dies. I will carry God's Word when this old body is done. When I'm done breathing, God's Word will go with me into eternity. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I want to sing that, Tim. In Jesus' name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul.